Xavier Harrison settled for silver at Saturday's KidsWorks Enduro race, but he was not to be denied the podium's top step in this year's B-line downhill for boys aged 11 and 12. Harrison prevailed in a time of 3 minutes, 43.327 seconds, which was just enough to net him victory. Steady rain did little to dampen the spirits of these youthful athletes as Olivier Courcelles and Mac Manietta pushed the winner to the razor's edge. Less than 1 second separated the medalists, with Courcelles ultimately taking second, 3:43.645, and Manietta third, 3:43.932. Manietta brings home his second piece of hardware after winning it all in the Enduro. In the girls' 11-12 event, Amy Horsewell and Indy Tomic went down to the wire, with Horsewell earning a closely contested gold, 4:05.320. Tomic added another silver medal to her collection, 4:05.836, and Enduro champ Zoe Knight ended up with bronze this time around, 4:09.035. A successful comeback tour continues for Knight, who ended up 7th at both the Enduro and the B-line last year. Results roundup. Max Gaudette achieved double champ status on a soggy Monday with his breakthrough in the boys' 9-10 contest, 3:50.094. That put him well clear of Lars Zielberger, who again finished as runner-up, 3:55.965, and Crosby Zimmerman, who found himself third, 4:00.960. Likewise, Emily Samaire notched a second straight triumph in the girls' 9-10 race, 4:17.664. Ava Gervin had enough speed for silver, 4:41.883, and Alma Stroud clocked in for bronze, 4:45.247. Moving along to the festival's youngest riders in the age 7-8 category, Raimundo Hidalgo, 4:23.163, got the better of Evan Kissinger, 4:29.737, and Zachary Street Eve, 4:36.027, to stand atop the podium. Kissinger and St. Eve, though, now have 2 medals apiece. Millicent Zimmerman won again among girls in the same bracket, 4:30.299. Amelie McKay-Huck, 4:53.393, and Jin Dunok rounded out the top three, 5:06.770. Peak News Magazine will have more KronkWorks Whistler coverage throughout the week.